checkup for treasure hunters. Thousands of ships have sunk in the ocean and are waiting to be found. Some are filled with gold and jewels. Others hold secrets. It may sound too good to be true, but real-life treasure hunters work hard to look for clues every day. Some treasure hunters are like Mel Fisher. He is a businessman. He heard of a Spanish warship that sank near Florida in 1622. It was called Our Lady of Atoka. Mel spent 16 years searching for the Atoka. In 1985, he finally found the ship. It was filled with gold and jewels worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Treasure hunters like Mel spend a lot of money to find sunken treasure. They hope to sell the treasure for more money. Underwater archaeologists, on the other hand, are another kind of treasure hunter. They are scientists. They want to find ships and understand the secrets of the past. Dr. Robert Ballard is an underwater archaeologist. He found the Titanic and many other famous shipwrecks. He carefully studies the ships. Often, he does not take any objects from the shipwrecks. He takes videos and photos instead. He shares these videos and photos with people who want to learn. Treasure hunting is hard work. It is expensive, too. Real-life treasure hunters work for many years. They are often unsuccessful, but with a little luck, they sometimes find what they are looking for. As long as there is hope, treasure hunters will never give up their dreams.